Good morning. It's the 4th of February. Our first reading for the day is Exodus chapter 10. Once again, we're with Brother Harry Tennant in his book, Moses, My Servant. I read. Pharaoh has been brought to know that life and death are in the hands of the God of the Hebrews. As he looks upon the moving carpet of locusts and pleads with Moses, he says, "Forgive, I pray thee, my sin, only this once, and entreat the Lord your God, that he may take away from me this death only." Moses went out and entreated the Lord. Moses, the mediator, the intercessor, even for the unrighteous. Moses, the man of effectual, fervent prayer. The Lord heard him. He who had sent the east wind now sent the wind from the west. He is the Lord of the four winds of heaven. The locusts heeded their master. Soon they were airborne, bearing the spoils of Egypt. And there remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. Pharaoh looked upon the devastation, and his heart turned within him. Israel must not go. Who is the Lord, indeed, that Pharaoh should bend to his will? Without further warning to Egypt, the Lord speaks to Moses. The lone hand is stretched out once more toward the dwelling place of God. The response was frightening. Darkness fell over the land, thick darkness, in which a man had to grope his way from place to place. Cattle and birds would falter. All sense of time would be disrupted. He who said, "Let there be light," had withdrawn his shining. Let there be night. But the Lord could see. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. And so could his people, for all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Light from the Lord, shining within their homes. It requires little interpretation. The world is dark, but there is shining in the homes of those who have the light of the world. As it was then, when the Lord put redemption between his people and their enemies, so it is now, when the word of the Lord is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path in a world of darkness. Moses was the man of day and night. His heart was in Goshen, but he was called to Pharaoh in the land of darkness. 3 days had passed in absolute blackness when Moses made his way into Pharaoh's presence. "Go, and your little ones," said the monarch. "And our cattle, there shall not an hoof be left behind," replied Moses, without the slightest concession to the man who had tried to battle with God. Pharaoh will not yield, and shows no repentance. Moses leaves him. "Thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face no more again." There is no record of the light returning to Egypt, but it seems almost certain that it did. Deceptive in its pleasant shining, turning the heart of the land of the Nile from terror to a sense of security, while God prepared for the last stroke, when the afflicting bonds would be loosed and the people of God would be free. But Moses had not left the king's presence without the gravest of warnings. We do not know what impact this made on his hearers. There was a strangeness about Moses in the eyes of all the Egyptians, not least among the rulers and people of the court. Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of all the people. Think now of the effect when he turns upon his heel in white-hot rage and leaves Pharaoh with these words sounding like a death knell upon his heart. "Thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of cattle." And so it came to pass. Thank you for listening.